and from Shrek in Fayetteville to Frankenstein in Harrison. Tonight, the theater company closes its run of an adaptation of Mary Shelley's classic story about man creating man. The final performance is inside the Lyric Theater, downtown in Harrison, a structure built in 1929. Jewel Stefanski is the public relations director for the theater company. I asked her about the decision to stage the classic science fiction work.
It was really kind of a long process just to decide that we really wanted to do that because it is such a well-known play, book, of course, and, you know, even a movie. And we got Brian Miller in to direct it. He's done stuff with us before. He was Jekyll and Jekyll and Hyde. Michael Mahoney from the college directed that one. And the board just decided that he would really be able to bring it to life. We, you know, were trusting him to get the right actors to portray Dr. Frankenstein and the creature and everything. You know, all the different morals and lessons and everything that's in that, you know, about Prometheus and revenge and love. And I saw it on Saturday. I think he did a fantastic job. I think the actors and Brian Miller really brought it to life. I mean, I think they chose the right one.
So many of us are familiar, of course, with that image of Boris Karloff from the 1931 horror classic. What was the attitude taken, because you're going to have the creature on stage, what was the idea about makeup and presenting this iconic character live on stage?
Well, you know, Brian actually didn't want to do the bolts, you know, mm-hmm. and wear head and everything. He wanted to more do a character that actually looked like it was put together from different parts of people. And it was really kept under wraps. Nobody saw the makeup or anything until, of course, except for the actors, until Friday night when it opened. And I really think he just wanted it to be, he wanted it to be close to, I believe he said he actually wanted it to be closer to the Robert De Niro version, you know, that where it was more just that outward ugliness, and so that it could show how good he could have been on the inside.
Do you find the story still relevant for audiences in 2012?
Oh, I absolutely do. Yes. I read the script at the very beginning, and I found it to be pretty close to the book. Of course, the script is by Victor Giulianella, a playwright, and I thought it was very close to it. And even just the words they say and the actions that he puts in, everything is in there. I mean, from the very beginning when Dr. Frankenstein is talking about creating a man and is saying that he's, you know, he's not a god. He's not trying to be a god. He's just a scientist. And I think it speaks to everybody who wants to take control, but they just can't. And as he goes along and he actually creates the creature, he actually does sort of become a god, and realizes what a terrible mistake he's made, you know, when the creature starts to murder people. I think that it's very, very relevant to people who they want to take control and they can't, and they make the wrong decision, and everything kind of blows up in their face.
It's inside the Lyric Theater, which was created in 1929. Movies were shown there. Any chance of knowing whether the Karloff version that was made in 1931 ever showed at the Lyric? Wouldn't that be fun to know that you're on stage?
I didn't even think about that. I'm sure it was, because up until about the 70s, it was the place to go in town. I mean, we have old pictures of people lined up around the block to get into the theater, you know, to see the talkies and everything. So I can't guarantee that it was, but it's very likely that it was.
And it's a perfect setting. I love the Lyric Theater, of course, since it has that age on it and inside, it seems like it's the perfect setting for staging of Frankenstein, which, of course, takes place in a castle.
Yes, it very much was. I mean, the ambiance with the lights, you know, there's sconces along the walls, and the high ceilings really, really make you think that you're just in a different place.
Jewel Stefanski is Public Relations Director for the theater company based in Harrison. Their final production of Frankenstein is tonight inside the Lyric Theater in Harrison. Upcoming productions include a Veterans Day performance titled Khaki Spectacular, November 11th. For more information, lyricharrison.org. And this is the on-air fundraiser for KUAF on Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Just a couple of, maybe about a minute here to thank some folks.
Yes, we'd like to thank Caroline Eastman of Bentonville, becoming a new member.
Hey, thank you very much. We've heard from many people today, many people in the last hour. If we haven't heard from you yet and you've been meaning to, let me remind you, this is the final chance you'll have to make your contribution during Ozarks at Large, and we're really into the final few hours of our so far pretty successful on-air fundraiser.
Yes, quite pleased. And if you would like to help us end this on a positive note, keep that momentum going, you can call now with your contribution at 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. That's 575-KUAF. Or you can pledge online at supportkuaf.com.
The amount that you contribute is left completely up to you. The method you use is left completely up to you as well. 800-522-5823 or 575-5823. You can also support us online at supportkuaf.com. And from everyone at Ozarks at Large,
thank you.